This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most: running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah, we have made it. South High Fives all the way around. Lots of things that, man, we are talking about, but this absolutely ugly, vile, racist sign held up by a big-time Abigail Spamberger supporter, a big-time Virginia Democrat up there outside of the Arlington County Public School Board discussion about transgender students. A sign telling our sitting Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears she should not be allowed to drink from the same water fountain as white people. How much clearer can this racist garbage be? And it was only after somebody noticed that there was a lot of attention around the world being paid to this, all of a sudden, somebody walked up to her and said, "Hey, you know, that sign's getting a lot of negative attention." The woman was shocked. She didn't understand because nobody said it. And you know, at some point, I got to tell you, somebody said, "Oh, that's a great sign to have." And at some point, those hundreds of Virginia Democrats standing there seeing her sign thought, "Oh, yeah, that's a good message to send." This ought to be a defining moment for anybody who was on the edge, who wasn't quite decided which way to vote. Anyway, that's my speech. We heard Jerome Powell earlier today, apparently indicating that he is getting closer and closer to a potential rate cut. Well, that sounds like numbers. That sounds like economics. Only one guy who can handle that, Dr. Dave Bratt. The good doctor, as you know, is the senior vice president for business relations out at Liberty University, although he's not here on behalf of Liberty. He's here on behalf of himself. And I will give a shameless plug for Liberty because I think it's a great school and it has great professors like Dave Bratt. Dave, thank you for being here.
Yeah, Jeff, thanks for being on, man. That political news, all political views are my own, but that is a shocker, and it just makes my stomach turn. I had to deal with the same stuff, and I'm not going to go into it, but the leafy, you know, suburban leftists, they're out of control. I mean, they're just out of touch with reality. And, you know, I had hundreds of people dropping F-bombs in the front of churches, and the Richmond Times-Dispatch was sitting right there reporting, and they never reported one thing. So this has been going on for a decade or more, and finally we got some global coverage, right? It takes the rest of the world to observe truth and say, what in the world is going on there?
It is, it's insane, and I got to tell you, Dave, I'm just sitting here as, I'd like to think, a relatively decent human being. I'm just disgusted by it. You know, how does anybody in 2025 that think this is appropriate?
I know. That is, well, that's what's been missing is the transparency. The mainstream media, you know, it's the Richmond Times-Dispatch would orchestrate a story, and then it would go to the Washington Post and New York Times.
Right.
Or the New York Times would orchestrate a story and it'll go to the Washington Post and Richmond Times-Dispatch. And they've got it down to a science, right? You see on CNN, the talking points are identical across mainstream media.
That's right.
And conservatives are not this way. We're not, evil planner types. We, you know, we're more free market and you just try to get the truth out. But it looks like we finally hit pay dirt here. The world is finding out what's going on in Virginia politics, and it ain't pretty.
It is not pretty, and here's another part of it. Abigail Spanberger took the better part of 18 hours to personally respond. Now, in fairness, one of her staffers issued a statement, but she personally took almost 18 hours to respond. I mean, how much polling and workshopping and editing do you need to do over those 18 hours before you just come out and say, that's appalling?
Yeah, well, and my point to the left is it's not only silence on that, it's silence on issues that mean life and death, right? The war in Russia, Ukraine, silent crickets, $2 trillion in deficits, crickets, $7 trillion budgets, crickets, 20 million person border invasion, crickets, nothing.
Right.
CIA, Bolton, the headline today, the CIA ain't looking too good. The State Department, USAID, FBI, she's the expert. And so either, number one, she's the expert and she should say something and be a leader, or else maybe she doesn't know what's going on at all. I mean, what are the options there? But she's not leading on any of it, and it's blowing up, right? The news coming out on the CIA since the 1953 overthrow of Iran.
Yes.
It's all there for everybody to behold now. It's all out in the open.
Hey, what do you think the deal is with Bolton? Did he pull a Sandy Burglar and, like, stuff in his jockey shorts, you think?
Yeah, and it's so rich. I got along with him personally. I knew him a little bit, and this is not personal, but yeah, he deserves every bit of it. He was on the news when they invaded Trump's home, right?
That's right.
Looking for this, and he say, he didn't pay any attention to the proper procedures and the protocols and the this and the that. And he doesn't even care about it. And now he's on the exact same thing. And he's got quotes, you know, going after Trump that apply to himself. So he's in a bit of hot water.
He certainly is. He certainly is. Everybody, Dr. Dave Brad is joining us. Everything that Dave says is on his own behalf. He's not here speaking on behalf of
Liberty.
Especially today. I want to make sure you're covered because I would never do that. But we love Dr. Dave Brad. Let me ask you about some of this economic stuff. Jerome Powell, who is apparently a short timer, right? His term is up in a matter of months. Today said, well, yeah, maybe a rate cut is in the offing. Is that what you took from that?
Yeah, it looks like it. The markets reflect that. The markets, if they wouldn't have got that, it would have been interesting. But they got it. And just to show you, I'm an objective economist analyst, right? There's two sides to this thing, right? Trump obviously wants it. And, you know, I want a rate cut for the short run. It looks like we're going into a little bit of a patch on the jobs, a little bit of a slowdown. And so they want it for that reason. But I will remind everybody, and there's a good piece out by the Mises Institute or the Austrian economist this week. It's no time for a rate cut, just the balanced opposite side. If you recall, the last couple of decades, we had interest rates at 0%. And so that caused the bubble in the 2008 financial crisis. And all that free money had to go somewhere. So back in 2008, it went into housing.
That's right.
And now we've kept up the printing pretty solid, and it's up in the housing, you know, very high housing prices and stock market prices. And so that's one of the reasons that the young people can't buy a house too. So when everyone says, well, you ought to cut rates because the interest rate will come down and you know that'll help business, that's true. Mm-hmm. But just the problem is we don't have a free market society anymore, right? The government's still doing $2 trillion deficits, which are very expansionary, okay. Right? So they cause inflation. And until Congress gets rid of that $2 trillion nugget, we're going to have continued problems like this because the economy is not functioning properly and everybody knows it, especially the young people. They really know what's going on.
What is the solution with Dave Brandt wearing his economist hat? Do you stay the course and say, look, I know it would be really great politically, it'd be politically expedient, and there might be some short-term benefit to the rate cut, or do you say, we're doing exactly what we need to do?
Well, just because it's all political, right? I mean, the Federal Reserve, they have spent time on domestic policy, exploring with their economists, how many multicolored flags there should be everywhere.
Yeah, right.
Seriously, this is dead serious. And the green energy stuff, whatever.
Right.
Those same economists have not spent any time analyzing the cost of 20 million person border invasion or a very costly war with Ukraine and Russia. That the new estimates are up to 1.7 million dead and injured just in Ukraine now.
Jeez.
Came out yesterday.
Wow.
Right? So where are these Federal Reserve economists? And so your question is, what would I do? Well, I think the cavalry is coming in, right? So, okay, I'd lower rates right now in the short term and telling everybody, right, I do not want rates to go very low for a long time. That's very beneficial to the super rich every time we play. They know how to game it and the timing. And so, but to get us out of this little blip, while Trump's orchestrating world events right before your very eyes, which he's doing, Canada just bent the knee today, too.
They did.
I was on with India today on India Times. I did a long interview. And, the rest of the world doesn't like some of this, but he's rearranging deck chairs for a long-run growth scenario. So, I'd cut the rate a little bit right now, announce that it's not going to go very low. And then the cavalry's coming in, new leadership at the Federal Reserve. And they start doing economics again, free market economics, and getting it straight and paying attention to China and the rest of the world and instead of propping them all up.
All right. So what is the short term minimal cut? 50 basis points, 100 basis points?
They may only do a quarter of a point or at most a half, I would think. They're not going to. Yeah, they're not going to give Trump anything you want. Trump wants 300 basis point, 3% cut.
Yeah.
That ain't going to happen. The maximalists in the economist ranks would say a 1% cut, it's justified due to certain models and whatever.
Okay.
But I think the Fed will just, just to survive, do a 0.25 and a 0.5. But, what people need to, if you got time, folks, get your kids on this, they'll love it. Go study the history of the Fed. And find out who owns it, who runs it, how it's been correlated with wars.
Yep.
Right? It's fascinating. And let me tell you, it ain't the average American.
No.
It's the elites like Wall Street right now, right?
Yep.
It's the big banks up on Wall Street. And it's the power mongers, right? Over the European people have more influence on our Fed performance than the average American. It's stunning.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ARC Raiders. a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
It is. There are some great studies on that. We'll have to link to that, and maybe next time you're back, we'll talk a little bit
sure.
more about that. Dave,
sure.
I always appreciate you being here, my friend. I look forward to doing it again in a week. Have a blessed weekend. All right.
Yeah. Hey, and everybody, you always say nice stuff about Liberty University. Jeff Katz Show, everybody. If you're not spreading this to 10 people every time you listen to this show, you're not being a patriot. You need to spread this show. Because this is one of the few places where you hear the truth, and the truth gets out, and we need more truth in the world. So keep it up, Jeff.
Well, you're a good man. Thank you, sir. That is Dr. Dave Bratt. Again, he is the Senior Vice President at Liberty University for Business Affairs. He's not here on behalf of Liberty. He's here just to give us his insight as a career economist and a professor and just an all-around decent human being and a brilliant guy. That being said, if you've got kids who are ready for college or grandkids or nieces or nephews or neighbors, they absolutely positively should give a look and then another look and maybe a third look at Liberty because they'll get a great education. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.